tracking the MEC now for the Department of Economic Development and Tourism. I hope that she is on the line and she did pick up, but I'm not sure if I can hear properly. MEC, good evening.
Good evening, Musa.
Yes, yes. So I was afraid that I don't have you on the line there. I trust you're well. I'm told you're outside of the province, and I trust that you're warm there.
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Musa. It's cold, but yeah, I'm keeping warm.
Yeah. And you see, yesterday you met up with the executive and the board of MTPA. What are your immediate reactions or summation of the meeting you've held with the executive and the board? But, you know, what really stood out for you there?
No, thank you very much, Musa. Greetings to you and the listeners at home. I must indicate, after my appointment into office, Musa, I met up with the leadership in the administration. And we had agreed that indeed we need to come closer to our public entities to ascertain whether they do still have the ability to execute their mandate. And indeed, yesterday we had a meeting between ourselves as the Department for Economic Development and Tourism, together with the board of MTPA, as well as the executives led by the acting CEO. We had a number of issues that we discussed, which at the center, as I've indicated earlier, on their ability to really execute their mandate. And what stood out for me really yesterday, Musa, was the issues around financial management of this public entity. And why I'm saying financial management is for the department to realize that the allocation that we are giving to the public entity, which is MTPA, a bulk of it goes to issues around compensation of employees. Of course, there are reasons that were cited what contributed in terms of the high cost around your compensation of employees, which directly or indirectly has a negative impact in terms of them servicing their tourism sites as well as the nature reserves. And I think it is a matter that as a department we really resolved to take up with the public entity and requested them to give us a turnaround strategy in terms of how are they going to go about reducing the spending around the compensation of employees. And I think what also stood out from the meeting yesterday was labor-related issues, because I think all of us are now aware in terms of those that are in the public space as well as those that are leading in the government space in terms of the issue around the CEO, that you have this public entity that has not been having a CEO for almost a year now.
Sure.
Due to a number of legal issues, which I must indicate and really lay the fears of the sector, which is tourism, to say indeed. These are matters that the department has agreed, working very closely with the board, that we need to be furnished with a progress or a process that was followed up to thus far in terms of implementing the outcomes of the forensic investigation that was instituted, because indeed a report was handed over to the leadership of this entity. And what we want to really appreciate as a department was the processes that is put in place in as far as how to go about instituting a labor process in the form of a disciplinary committee that was constituted and put in place, so that we allow the affected CEO to present his case, because indeed, I must emphasize, outcomes of an investigation, whether they do come in a form of clear recommendations, what is it that they are recommending, they remain allegations that must be tested. And one is comforted by the fact that indeed the board has moved in terms of really putting up those processes in place, which as a department as well, because we must also acknowledge the fact that this entity is experiencing financial challenges. So we felt as a department, let us come closer to the space and support the board or the entity in terms of driving this legal process to its finality and taking into cognizance that it cannot be a process that can be left unattended to or closed for some time. So we have really requested the entity to furnish us with all their resolutions around this matter and probably processes that have kick-started so that we're able to analyze and also provide the necessary support, whether in a form of a legal advice or in a form of financial resources, so that they're able to really implement what they've agreed as a board and bring this matter to its finality. So it's a matter that came out. And another matter also, as I've indicated once again, that their ability to execute their mandate, one has noted with concerns in terms of the issues around your nature reserves or tourism sites in terms of their infrastructure, that indeed it needs refurbishment. So with the financial issues as well as the department, we have taken a decision to say probably let us reflect on what needs to be done as of immediate, because indeed a lot leaves much to be desired, and one cannot expect as a sector that is generating revenue for the province, and you have our facilities in this state as a province, we need to come closer and assess so that we are able to redress the issues. If there is a need for us to engage also with our sister department, have public works coming into the state to also assist us in terms of maintaining our nature reserves and also our tourism sites, we'll then be able to really attract tourists in our space.
Yeah.
But an emphasis was made around the issue of the entity sticking to their mandate in as far as marketing our province, in as far as tourism is concerned.
Sure.
So indeed, there would be issues around governance, issues around leadership, but what would be important for us is to stabilize the entity. And how do you stabilize it is to ensure that you have a labor force that has got a high morale to really implement the plans that are before us, and have every role player participating, and have a private sector that is able to really address the issue around us partnering and drawing more investments into the province. So briefly, that's what I can indicate, Musa. We had a very fruitful meeting indeed with the entity. Indeed, there are good stories to tell, because it's an entity that was doing well for quite some time. For three consecutive years, they've been obtaining clean audits. But if you have an instability at a managerial level or a senior management level, where you would have the accounting officer not in office being suspended, then you fall at the risk of having an unstable work environment, and anything is bound to happen.
Yeah.
But drawing from the good issues of good programs that are there and have been implementing, and the audit outcomes, indeed, there will be a regression, but we'll work very closely with the entity to pull it up so that we do inspire hope in terms of everyone that is participating in this sector of tourism.
Yeah, let me say
that's what I can indicate, Musa.
Apologies. I see our time is fast spent, but I would have loved to touch on two issues that you've raised. So are you saying that we are going to redress in terms of our audit outcome? And how worried are you, just briefly on that score, but also I'm told, I've not seen the report, but I'm told that even the acting CEO is flagged in that particular forensic report. And particularly the recommendations is that there must be a disciplinary process instituted. So what sort of confidence is the board giving you as the MEC that that will be done adequately and independently, whereas the presiding officer is equally implicated, apparently, in the forensic report?
Musa, what I must indicate is that in as much as we have a board in place and we do have policies or regulations that govern the work of the entity and accountability structures thereof, they are not independent from the department. We are in the space as a department. We have agreed yesterday in terms of all decisions, strategic decisions, key decisions that are taken by the board for implementation by the executives, that they need to be brought up to the department so that we are able to study those decisions if indeed there were bad decisions that were taken in the past, we then have to go back, revisit those decisions so that they can be rescinded for us to really turn around the situation at the MTPA. In as far as the audit outcome or audit processes are concerned, I must indicate that for now it cannot be conclusive in terms of the final audit outcome.
Sure.
But the indicators are such that when we study the management letter that was received by the HOD, they do really give a sense or red flag that if really there is no motivation or a presentation from the entity that seeks to address all those issues that were raised in the management letter, will then fall or be at the risk of having a regression. But I think we are alive to those issues, and we have identified those weaknesses for improvement that would follow up to an action plan that would be approved by the board as well. So that's briefly what I can indicate.
Let me see all the best in the work that you do. I hope to interact with you in the next coming of days when you have formally met all your entities in your department, and then we'll do a proper diagnosis of what you make of the presentations and what the problems are and how are we fixing that. All the best in the work you do.
Thank you very much, Musa, and looking forward for further engagements with RiseFM in the near future. Thank you very much.